Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2024 in the Gregorian calendar, and the 25th of Adar. That's the second month of Adar this year due to the leap year, 5784 in the Hebrew calendar. At the end of the show, we'll have a Torah thought for you from Rabbi Yossi Madvig of Oswego, New York. Now, let's get to the news. Israel is on high alert amid estimations of a potential retaliation from Iran through proxies like Hezbollah. The Air Force has heightened its readiness, with all Israeli embassies worldwide on increased vigilance. This comes after Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps senior commander, Brigadier General Mohammad Reza Zahedi, was assassinated during an Israeli airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria on Monday. Six other people were killed in that airstrike as well. The strike leveled the building. The IDF has announced the consolidation and recruitment of reservists for the air defense system. In response to the situation with Iran, all combat soldiers have been directed to return and remain at their bases until further notice, signaling heightened readiness and precaution. The IDF Home Front Command is about to launch a media campaign to prepare Israelis for potential conflict with Hezbollah. The Bank of Israel has also advised banks to prepare for a possible surge in cash withdrawals in the event of an emergency. Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi, the IDF's chief of staff, announced the postponement of annual ceremonies awarding distinctions to soldiers and commanders until after Memorial Day and Independence Day, which are in the month of May, based on the operational situational assessment. Those news bites you just heard were powered by our new partner, Bernie News Network, or BNN. For fast and precise updates, you can join BNN on WhatsApp and Telegram by heading over to their site, bernie.news. U.S. officials say that the alleged Israeli fire that killed Iran's top Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps commander in Syria was a calculated attack that will cause heightened tensions in the region. Though Israel is being blamed by Iran and its allies, the Israeli Defense Forces have not commented on the incident. Former senior CIA official Ralph Goff says that the strike was reckless and, quote, will only result in escalation by Iran and its proxies. The Pentagon's former top Middle East policy official Dana Strahl compares the event to the U.S. strike on Qasem Soleimani in 2020. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says, quote, the evil Zionist regime will be punished at the hands of our brave men. We will make them regret this crime and the other ones, end quote. U.S. Central Command Chief and retired four-star general Kenneth F. McKenzie Jr. says he thinks Iran's retaliation will not be major, as its options are very limited and Israel is not a nation that would back down. The New York Times writes that responding would create a war for Iran that it does not want. A U.S. district court in Washington, D.C. has found Iran and Syria liable for the death of American Israeli Ari Fold, who was stabbed by a Hamas terrorist in the West Bank almost 6 years ago. On September 6, 2018, Fold was shopping in the Gush Etzion Junction when a Hamas terrorist with an 8-inch blade stabbed him multiple times in the back and neck. Fold managed to chase and shoot the terrorist down before that man could attempt to harm others. The court found enough evidence to deem Hamas liable for the attack, including an online post where Hamas claimed responsibility. Judge Royce Lamberth determined that Iran and Syria owe Fold's family $191 million for their material support of Hamas, writing that the two nations, quote, intentionally supported and encouraged a proxy actor who specifically sought to inflict violence upon innocent civilians. The court also declared that the terrorists sought out an English-speaking Israeli soldier of American origin. Now, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're wondering. And I did not want to explain it because I'm always answering this question. But I'll answer it now. No, I am not related to this Fold family or Hillel Fold, another great Fold. I'm Shanna Fold. However, many people with this last name come from a German riverside community called Fulda, which is an hour and a quarter outside of the German city of Frankfurt. And from my knowledge, many of these individuals with the last name Fold, both Jewish and Gentile, took on that name because it's their place of origin. And when they came to America, they used their last place of residence as their last name. So I hope that does quiet your questioning mind. Now, I do have a story related to Ari Fold, which is when I first moved to Israel, a cousin of mine, who is also a Fold, really wanted me to get in touch with Ari Fold. And she was messaging me about it, and she said, there's a guy, he lives in Israel, his name is Ari Fold, he's heavily involved in the media, maybe you should meet him, maybe he could help you get acclimated. Now, I said to her, yes, I'm going to reach out, I just landed, just give me a few weeks to get my bearings, let me get settled in, and then I'm going to reach out. And that was my plan. I think I had only been in Israel as a new person, as a new citizen. I wasn't a citizen at the time, but I was checking it out. I had been in the country for about 2 weeks when Ari Fold was killed. And I had been planning on reaching out to him to find out if we were family. And let me tell you, I did not have a chance because he was killed. So if there was a lesson to be learned from my side, it's that when somebody asks you to do something, when you have a mission, when you're supposed to reach somebody, tomorrow is not guaranteed. Ask them, reach them, get on it today, because you don't know what is coming tomorrow. In related news, just a couple weeks ago, the Knesset passed a bill to compensate victims of terrorism, with 19 members of Knesset in favor and 2 opposed. Victims can now claim compensation from those funding terrorism, including the Palestinian Authority, and receive 10 million shekels per victim. The bill allows victims to sue for compensation and for the funds. If they're not given over, the funds could be collected from already frozen assets of financiers of terrorism, meaning that if an organization like the Palestinian Authority has funds that they're supposed to get that Israel is holding, or that there are funds on the way, funds can be frozen in the process and not released, and they could be redirected to victims of terror. Initiators see this as correcting historical injustices and hope it will deter terrorism financing. Member of Knesset Yitzhak Pindros hailed this as a significant step in fighting terrorism and aligning Israel with global efforts. Wednesday, War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz called for Israel to hold early elections by September, due to the response of widespread dissatisfaction on how the war in Gaza is being waged. Gantz made the announcement just days after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu publicly rejected elections, arguing it would be a danger to national security. Gantz told reporters, quote, "We must agree on a date for elections in September, about a year from the war. Setting such a date will allow us to continue the military effort while signaling to the citizens of Israel that we will soon renew their trust in us." Gantz is receiving harsh criticism from both Netanyahu and opposition leader Yair Lapid, who says that Israel, quote, "cannot wait another 6 months until the worst, most dangerous and failed government in the country's history goes home." Recently, civilian demonstrations calling for a new government have ramped up, with tens of thousands of people protesting in the streets and backed by the families of hostages who've been in agony for 180 days without their loved ones who are being held captive in Gaza. I want to thank all of you for your interest in Israeli affairs, Israeli politics, our world politics. I also want to thank all of you who personally finance and fund the Israel Daily News Podcast with monthly contributions. You can support us with contributions by going over to our website, israeldailynews.org, our organization is operational thanks to listeners and supporters like yourself. In response for your contributions, I'll send over a handwritten thank you note to show my appreciation. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at IsraelDaily.news, as well as Shanafold. My name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. You can also find us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. Today, Thursday, residents in central Israel are reporting GPS disruptions on location-based applications like Google Maps and Move It. Reports say the locations displayed are showing Beirut, Lebanon, and Cairo, Egypt, when actually the person's in Israel. Similar GPS disruptions occurred at the beginning of the war, but mostly in northern and southern parts of Israel. These disruptions are activated by the Israeli Defense Forces as a means to protect the security of Israeli civilians. The scrambling of GPS locations are expected to delay delivery services as well. I always like to leave you off with a good feeling, especially as many people here in Israel are actively concerned about an Iranian attack. I can tell you, people in my sphere are contacting me. They don't want to leave the house. They are concerned about an imminent threat from Iran. So in order to mitigate that, I'm going to leave you off with a couple of positive notes. First, we're going to go with an archaeological, anthropological story, and then we're going to jump into a Torah thought. In a momentous event, Ubeidia National Park in the Jordan Valley opened its gates to the public today, marking the culmination of years of archaeological exploration and conservation efforts. This prehistoric site, dating back 1.6 million years, boasts early hominin remains and evidence of diverse wildlife, including giraffes and mammoths. The dedication ceremony included regional council heads and archaeologists and highlighted the significance of Ubeidia in understanding human migration out of Africa. After decades of abandonment, renewed excavations led by Professor Omri Barzilai breathed new life into this site, resulting in its declaration as a national park in 2022. The collaborative efforts of various organizations paved the way for public access with paved roads and educational signage for visitors. This marks just the beginning of Ubeidia's journey, with plans underway for further development, including a visitor center, promising even greater insight into our ancient past. And we have photos of this that are going up on our social media and our website, so you can check that out if you're interested. And now for a Torah thought by Rabbi Yossi Madvig.
To understand today's Torah thought, I'm going to give you a little crash course in Kabbalah. In Kabbalah, it explains that God created the world through various emanations. And these emanations are how he manifests himself in the world, and how the chain-like descent of creation from spiritual world after spiritual world finally culminates in this physical world. And there's 10 of these manifestations. They're called Sfirot. And they're grouped in various ways. And one of the ways that will be relevant for today is intellect, emotion, and sovereignty. So with that, this week's Torah portion alludes to the priestly blessing that's given by Aaron, the high priest, to the Jewish people. And this priestly blessing is said by the priests on every holiday. In Israel, it's said more often. Outside of Israel, it's said on the holidays, where they get up to the front and they make the sign with their hands that you've probably seen on Star Trek. It looks like a shin. It's the it's representative of one of God's names, which is spelled Shin Dalad Yud. And it is said that the priestly blessing itself elicits the manifestation of God's intellect into the world. And the raising of the hands of the priest elevates, lifts up the emotional attributes of God in this world. And finally, the Kohanim, the priests who are blessing the Jewish people, and the Jewish people are called in the Gemara the sons of kings. So therefore, that represents kingship, sovereignty, which is the Sira, that attribute of Malchut. So collectively, in the priestly blessing, we have represented all the attributes of godliness manifest in this world. Related to that, all of the mitzvot, all of the commandments that are performed in this world, they not only reflect, but also impact the higher spiritual worlds and spiritual energies. Even if you're unaware of the nature and how this influences the spiritual realms, the basic realization that your actions have an effect above is very inspiring. And that's why the Alter Rebbe, the founder of the Chabad movement, he interpreted the saying of the sages in the Mishnah that says, know that which is above you. You should know what's above you. You should know that there's God, right? He interprets that to say, because it says that you should know what is lamala mimcha, what is above from you. So he says, what does that really mean? Know that that which is above, the spiritual worlds, all of the manifestations of godliness that are happening in the spiritual realms, mimcha, are from you. You can affect that spiritual existence. And then in turn, that spiritual existence rebounds and comes back and affects our physical world. So the next time you do a mitzvah, next time you do a commandment, you do a good deed, remember that you are having a tremendous impact in the spiritual worlds, and then that is reflecting back down on us and making this world a better and holier place. Shabbat shalom.
All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Tel Aviv has a low of 14 degrees Celsius and a high of 24 degrees. That's 58 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 75 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. The Israel Weekly News Wrap is a newsletter with the top five stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week, and of course, with a personal note from me at the top. You can sign up for that at our new website, israeldailynews.org. A big thank you goes out to our social media director, Michelle Milner, our consultant, Sivan Hadari, and our intern, Maya Kay. I'll send you off now with a song called Yehiye Tov, which means it'll be good. This is a new cover by Morty Weinstein, Idan Tamler, and Nicole Raviv. Have a great and productive day and an excellent weekend. Shabbat shalom, everyone. בסוף זה רק אני ואת פה, בסוף היום יש שקט באוטו, החדשות עברו ליד האוזן, ואמרנו תודה על עוד יום לא, מנסים לכבוש את העולם רק, לנקות את הלב מהאבק, עוצרים בצד הדרך, מסתכלת בעיניים שאני אומר לה. גם אם יישרף הכסף, נשב ונצחק במרפסת, אני ואת והשקט, לא צריך כלום. קרן שמש גם אם ייקח לנו זמן תראי שהכל מכוון נשב מסביב לשולחן אני מבטיח לך שבסוף יהיה טוב הפרחים ישובו לפרוח תראי שיהיה טוב יהיה טוב גם אם יש עוד דרך לעבור בסוף יהיה טוב הפרחים ישובו לפרוח תראי שיהיה טוב גם מתוך החושך ידלק האור אנחנו בחדר, מה עברנו בשנה זה כמו עשר לא זה לא במילים זה התדר ניסיתי לעשות לנו סדר לפעמים רואים רק את הסדר נמצא את הדרך בלי נדר הזמן טס כל כך מהר אנחנו בטח לא נזכור את מה שאין רק מה שכן אפשר לעזוב את העיר ניסע על הכביש המהיר עתיד תמיד מזהיר לא צריך כלום רק אוויר נמצא איזה אור ישבור נחיה שם כאילו ברור שמדובר בהרמון רק תראה
is called Shabbat Sophia. הפרחים ישובו לברוח, תראה שיהיה טוב, יהיה טוב. גם אם יש עוד דרך לעבור, בסוף יהיה, יהיה טוב. הפרחים ישובו לברוח, תראה שיהיה טוב, יהיה טוב. זה לאט, את בטח לא תחזיקי את הנגלי, וזה בטח טוב מדי וכל משעת. יקרה משהו בטוח, זה לא אמיתי. אם יקרה לך משהו אני משתגע, אם יקרה לך משהו זה הסוף שלי. אם יקרה לך משהו אני משתגע, אם יקרה לך משהו זה הסוף שלי.